Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining me here today. I'm Mandy Rosniak of Inner Winning Coaching, and I'm coming to you from Marble, Connecticut. Not sure where you are today, but I know up here in the Northeast we've got a good snowstorm, and it is bitterly cold outside. So trying to sit by the fire and stay warm as we do the show today, and I hope you're doing the same. I'll be here on Life Coach Radio Network the first and third Friday of each month at noon, and I'm glad to have you join me. And I'd like to encourage you, if you'd like to call in with any thoughts, questions, or comments today, the number is 646-716-9397. And just to, you know, get you going here today, we're going to be talking about if not now, when? And I decided to go with this topic today just to sort of kick off the new year. I mean, we've all been inundated now with the setting our New Year's resolutions and talking about what we're going to do for the coming year and things like that. And I decided to go with this topic today because back in early December, I started thinking to myself, you know, it's you start hearing people, you go to parties, and you start hearing people talking about things you heard them talking about last year, or goals or activities or things they've been wanting to accomplish or all those kinds of things. And, you know, it just sort of popped into my head of, you know, if not now, then when? Then when are you going to do it? And I also started to sort of look at my own life and evaluate some things of what I was doing and I wanted to be doing and accomplishing, and sort of said the same thing to myself. So I thought it was a great topic to get us going here in the new year, sort of get us off on the right foot. Although, you know, six to eight inches of snow and minus 10 degrees temperatures outside aren't exactly the weather we're looking to get started with. But anyway, like I said, hoping just to get us off on the right foot here and set us moving forward in a positive way for 2014. So to let you know just a little bit more about myself, like I said, I'm Mandy Rosniak, and I'm Inner Winning Coaching. And I primarily work with athletes, coaches, and just motivated individuals who are just looking to bring out their best and to go after what they've been wanting to accomplish, develop that confidence that they need to make sure that they do what they want to do both on and off the field, and just ignite their inner greatness so that they can live and play fearless, focused, and free. So that's a lot of what I do, and again, I feel like that's where this if not now, when topic is really good there too. And today I have joining me Deb LaCroix. Deb and I were, I almost said teammates, but classmates when we went through the IPEC program together. And Deb and I have been doing some work together, and we've reunited last year when we did a program together. So I'm very happy to have her here with me today as we're going to be talking about some of these things and that relate to ourselves and then for yourself, you know, some things that you can take with you and hopefully make 2014 the year that you've always wanted it to be and make your life the way you've always wanted it to be. So I want to introduce Deb so she can tell you a little bit about herself and the work she does. And I know she's coming to us today from Ludlow, Vermont, so hopefully hopefully you didn't get as much snow as we did, but I think you got slammed pretty well too. But Deb, welcome, and tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Glad to be with you. Thrilled always to work with you, Mandy. And again, I'm Deb LaCroix, and yes, it's cold in Ludlow. We got probably 8 to 10 inches of snow, 10 below, or was 10 below this morning. Thank God the sun's shining. So I'm going to take the positives out of it and say I'm really grateful for the sunshine. And with that, I am Inner Power Coaching. Again, went through the project, the IPEC program with Mandy. I had a great time, learned a lot about myself. And I work with women who have a desire to stay healthy as they age. Always trying to better ourselves. Life is busy. Want to help people focus more on long-term planning, how to become more mindful and conscious of enjoying their lives by changing our thoughts and feelings. Work a lot with shifting energy. Again, the positive, taking positive action toward their goals. That's about what I'm doing, and if not now, when, really hits home for me.
Well, thank you for that. And I know we'll get in a little bit of today of some of the previous work you had done, but that if not now, when statement, like I said, sort of for me, kind of just came up out of just from listening to other people talking and then sort of sometimes listening to some of the talking going on in my own head and really just thinking to myself, like I said, about that aspect of we spend so much time thinking about, talking about, complaining about, all these different things, but we don't stop long enough sometimes to really – really listen to what we're saying and then decide to take some action on it. And before we dive into it a little bit more here, just wanted to talk just briefly, very briefly, about, this. Everybody always sets their New Year's resolutions and they always set the goals for the coming year. But one of the things that I like to do and talk about is the difference between setting a goal and setting an intention. Because a goal helps you with direction and taking action. So obviously when we're, getting ready to make our New Year's resolutions and we're looking for what we can do in the coming year, that's going to be very important to, set goals so we have something that we're working towards. But I like to really look at the fact that it's good to set an intention first or set your intentions in front of your goals, because intentions are really more supported by your integrity. And they are what sort of make that statement and bring out like the cohesiveness of your entire life. Because when you mindfully create that intention, then what you do is you set a foundation to be able to make your goals move into action without so much becoming attached to your outcome. Okay, so I know that was a really big mouthful there. But when we set a goal, with a goal, there's a goal, a plan, an action, an outcome. When you set an intention, it's really more so about setting a foundation, laying out a course for where you want to go and what you want to do, and then from there you can sort of set some plans that attach or align to a goal. And then what happens is that goal doesn't, if you're not able to accomplish that goal, because we don't always attain the goals that we set out to do, you can then sort of reconnect to your intentions, which don't have a bearing on that attachment to that outcome. I know that's like a lot of, a lot of that mumbo-jumbo type of stuff, but basically what it's saying is set the intention for what you want to do, then make some plans to take some action for those goals. But as you're working toward that goal, if something doesn't quite come out the way you want it to be, understand that you kind of look back then at your intention behind why you wanted to accomplish that. And then maybe what you just need to do is you just need to sort of shift some of the action you're taking, or you shift part of the goal. Or you realign yourself with the fact of, okay, my goal was maybe to, this time of year everybody wants to lose weight. My goal is to lose 15 pounds. You realign yourself to the fact that maybe you only lost 10 pounds, but you're healthier, your clothes are fitting better, you're eating better, and all those kinds of things. So maybe you didn't accomplish the goal of 15 pounds, but you set the intention to lose weight, feel healthier, and eat better. So technically the 15-pound goal didn't get accomplished, but your intention was followed through. So I just kind of wanted to put that out there as we get into talking about the if not now, when, so that people are thinking about it and looking at it more from a setting your intentions and really thinking about what it is they want, why they want it, and the feelings behind what and why they want. And then you can start to create some action steps and things towards going after those goals. So I know that was a little bit of a mouthful to get us going here, but I wanted to sort of lay that groundwork there first. And before we get going, Devin, I'm sorry to leave you on the other end a little bit long here. I do want to check in quickly. We do have someone who's called in, and I just want to find out if they are calling in for a question or a comment or if they're maybe just listening via the phone. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to click on for the person with the 757 area code. And if you do have a question or comment, please let us know what it is, and if you're just listening for the phone, then you can just stay silent, and we'll go back to our conversation. So 757 area code is, did you have a question or anything? Okay. All right. So great. Well, that's fine. Thank you for listening. I know I had to do that myself last night. I called in to listen to one of the shows by one of our fellow coaches, and I was calling in via the phone. So thank you for listening. So as we're going to move forward here, Deb, as you move from 2013 into where we are now, 2014, what comes up for you and you think about, if not now, when?
Lots of things. What comes up for me is, you know, that list of things that didn't get done. Where am I, you know, reevaluating? And I think looking back at the past year, what did I not accomplish? Where did I accomplish something? Because we don't get look and celebrate we don't celebrate the successes. We don't see that we've made any progress. And what it means to me right now is knowing that I need to let go of something. I need to let things go that were bothering me in 2013 that I cannot control. One of the greatest things that I'm going to let go of and I feel very empowered with is negativity. I realize how much negativity can creep into my life as much as I try not to let it, and I'm learning how to handle that better. And as you were talking about intentions, I was sitting here smiling because letting go of negativity and setting an intention that is positive and working forward in what I do want to clear up in my life and be more at peace with. Rather vague, I realize, but starting somewhere.
Well, and that's, you know, a great insight for yourself, and I think that's what it's all about in the first place is looking, you know, doing that little bit of, you know, personal inventory within ourselves and looking at, you know, what came up. And like you just talked about, for you it was negativity. And as you were talking about that, what brought to mind for me was something I just recently read in the Jack Canfield, The Success Principles. It's a book I've been reading for probably about a year now. It's a great read. Jack Canfield does Chicken Soup for the Soul, but he has this book, The Success Principles, that I've been reading. And the chapters are, you know, quick read chapters, but, you know, I read it periodically here and there. But the other day I was reading it, and one of the things he talked about was to make note or almost like a complaining journal. And what it said was, for the next 24 hours, every thought or every word that comes out of your mouth that is sort of a complaint or a negative or something negative, write it down and look at and see what comes up for you in a 24-hour period. And it was, he said, you know, it's going to be one of those very powerful exercises. And what was even more interesting about that is he said if you have the opportunity to do it where you work or within your family, that the shifts and change that can happen are very dramatic. And I could see where that would be very powerful because, as you just talked about with the negativity aspect, it's sometimes things that we don't even realize we're doing, and you talk about how you catch it or you'll catch yourself. And I know you and I talk about all the time the fact that sometimes, you know, doing the work we do can be a blessing and a curse because we're designed to sort of be aware of what's going on around us. We by nature, our work with our clients to focus on their awareness, increase their awareness about what they're doing and how they're doing it. And yet sometimes being aware of what we do, then we realize, oh, my goodness, like, I can't believe I do that so much. And I think that that's probably like what you're talking about when you said for yourself about the negativity.
Or
if there's anything more you want to expand. Yeah, go ahead.
Or allowing it to creep in not only with your own thinking but influenced by other people. You know, that's where I'm really starting to see that. I've changed my focus and worked more positively. And, yes, negativity can creep in, but how much other people influence that and I allow that to change my mood and really, really focusing and working on staying conscious of not letting it happen and being in the moment, thinking, you know, I can back off and remove myself out of your box.
Right, right. No, and that's, and like I said, that's great insight for you, and what you're looking at. And this goes back to sort of, I think, that intentions versus goals is the, we always, this time of year, set these hard, fast goals for ourselves that sometimes we then feel we have either succeeded or failed based on the exact outcome of that goal that's set, yet things such as you've just talked about of looking at negativity or looking at how it affects you or something like that that probably shows up more in our life more on a regular daily basis could do more for ourselves than just potentially setting, you know, the, a hard, fast goal of something else. You know, and it, it's funny, too, because, like, again, you know, the, what comes up for you, you know, when you think about if not now, when, like I, for myself, one of the things that really also got me going down this road was not only listening to other people's conversations, but one of the actions that I took that I had been waiting on and sort of doing the, okay, well, if you're not going to do it now, then when the heck are you going to do this, was I was a certified athletic trainer, and I have been since my early 20s, and worked very hard to, you know, get my certification, because when I was finishing up school, I thought I wanted to be an athletic trainer, which I did, but then I discovered coaching, and that's the road I decided to go down and went down, and I used my athletic training for quite a few years, but what had happened was I started to realize I had no longer been using my athletic training in any part of my profession for about the past 10 years. And in order to maintain my certification and my licensing, because in the state of Connecticut you have to be have a license as well, there was a lot of, you know, time being put into maintaining CEUs and being maintaining the membership. And so there was a lot of time and money and effort going into maintaining this this certification and license. And I 2 years ago had said to myself, if I don't use this in the next year, then I'm going to, you know, I'm going to retire my certification. And the year went by, it came up, I hadn't used it, and I kind of did what a lot of people do. I let fear dictate the next move I made, which was it came time to renew the license, renew the membership, and there went, you know, wrote the checks and sent them in the mail because I couldn't face, I was too fearful to let it go. And so I said, okay, now if next year that comes up, so next year comes up, which was this year. And I really, really struggled with it again, but that's when I stepped back and said, okay, if not now, then when the heck are you going to let this go? Because you don't use it anymore. You have no passion for going back into athletic training, even though it's a great field. You haven't done it for over 10 years and you know, all these things. And anybody that knows me really well knows that the sight of a bloody nose just sends me into oblivion. I can't stand bloody noses, even though I was an athletic trainer. So I finally got the courage, and I took the steps that I had to do to retire my certification, because I had, like I said, I had this fear of letting it go. And so I, you know, I was very happy for the fact that I finally, you know, did that. I did that for myself. And there again, that sort of got me thinking about this whole topic and theme. And you,
how,
you and I...
How did that feel? How did that feel?
Well, in the beginning, it felt, it was terrifying. I got the, you know, got the notice for the licensing renewal, and I let it sit there, and then I got the final notice for the licensing renewal. And what I did is what probably a lot of people do. At first, I just sort of ignored it. I put it to the side. And to be quite honest with you, with the licensing aspect, I really almost, instead of taking a proactive approach to it, I sort of just like let it lapse. And then realized, okay, I have no choice now. Now, by my ignoring the situation, I have to do something about it. So there was a lot of fear that actually came up around it, because there was a major, major commitment that I had when I went after this. I without getting into the details of it too much, I went through the internship route, which was a much more difficult way of obtaining this certification. So there was a lot of fear behind letting this go. There was also a lot of sense of, you know, it starts to tap into, well, this is something I wanted, you know, way back when. And I had to look at all those. But I have to tell you, I got my letter in the mail yesterday that I'm officially a certified, officially a retired certified athletic trainer. And when I read that, it was this, this sigh of relief and this just this feeling of being free and like a weight lifted off my shoulders. And I'm sure so many people listening can relate to that, that there's these things that we just hold on to that when we finally take the action to do something about it, it's like a relief. And now this is now something I no longer have to worry about, making sure I maintain my CEUs and, you know, all the things that it took to keep this an active thing. So it was very freeing after I got worked through the fear and after I, you know, wrestled with the what does this mean type of aspect. But today I'm so relieved and glad that I finally took the action to, you know, do what I knew I should have done 2 and 3 and 4 years ago.
Isn't that interesting? One of my intentions on my list is to just, you know, making the decision to clean up my clutter, which I've been wanting to do for a good 4 years consciously, probably longer than that, but really having that conscious decision there. And it seems like something always gets in my way. And it's the fear of letting some of even paperwork go. You know, I find that that just boggles me down, yet I have a really hard time letting go of things. And somehow it protects who I am or keeps me from changing. I'm not sure, but you know, that makes so much sense what you said in the freedom that it brings, yet how hard and how difficult it is to do. So I really identify with that.
You know, and that sort of like leads us into the next thing I wanted to talk about, because we really are already talking about it, is, you know, what is it that keeps people from taking action or going after what they want or finally, you know, doing something that they know they need to do but maybe don't want to have to do? I know we've already started to bring up fear, but maybe expand on that a little bit more, you know, as to what keeps people, what holds us back from doing these things, whether it's a pro or a con, you know, within our lives?
Well, my guess, my first comment would be we have all or nothing thinking. We've got to do it perfectly, 100% or not at all. And what I've really learned these last few years and probably more so in the last few months is that change is a transition. And we want it to be cut and dried. It's going to happen. It's going to happen tomorrow. I've got working for Weight Watchers, a lot of members who are going to be joining this week, this next week or so, and they're out there to lose weight. They made a resolution. They want to lose weight. They want to do it now. They want to see success. And in 2-3 weeks, if they haven't seen the success, they're done because it had to happen so drastically and so suddenly when it really needs to be make a plan, think about what you're doing before you do it, and start small. And I'm actually smiling as I'm reading that because I got that out of a paper recently, and it was actually a plan to do safe skiing. But isn't it ironic that everything in life needs a plan? Wanting it all, I think, and not knowing how to manifest that and make that possible. Sound logical?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I know we all could probably look at experiences in our lives that there's been that something that we want to do or we have to do. You know, we could get into all the issues behind wants versus have-tos. But it's one of those kinds of things. I think sometimes we get overwhelmed and we let the fear of what it's going to take or what it's going to mean once we've taken the action that we know we either want to do or need to do. And I think, too, sometimes what happens is there's also such an attachment to what it's going to look like and be like for us more so on the outside. You know, you bring up the piece with weight loss. We've already, you know, mentioned this time of year that seems to always be one of the big, you know, the big things is people choose the, you know, weight loss is one of their New Year's resolutions. But we get so focused on what we want to change on the outside or what we want the outside to look like that we forget to look inside and look at and face and deal with all the things that are going to come up for us or that are there already that got us to this, into the situation that we're in. And so, you know, a lot of people, you know, when they start looking at their weight loss issues or, you know, this is the year I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to lose those 15 pounds. And as we all know, anybody who belongs to a gym, you know, regularly or does anything with that, the gyms are flooded. These next 2 or 3 weeks, these gyms are going to be flooded. And then a couple weeks from now, February 1st, you're going to start to see it all dive down. Because everybody attacks and goes after the external aspects of it. They go after the exercise. They start to change what they're eating. But they don't look at what's going on inside that's sort of to where you are in the first place, and or what changes you're going to have to make internally and your thoughts behind what's forcing you to make those actions that you do. Because as we all know, when, you know, it's a Saturday night and we're sitting at home and, you know, maybe we're feeling a little down because instead of being out, you know, we're sitting at home doing something differently than we wish we were doing. And the next thing you know, they've got the bag of chips or the cookies or, you know, they start to do that thing that they don't even realize they're on autopilot. And it's the looking at the thoughts and the feelings behind what's going on in that moment that's going to lead you to taking better actions. And as we know, with being energy leadership coaches, our thoughts lead to our feelings, which lead to our actions. And so often people only want to focus on and look at actions, and they don't look at enough of the thoughts and feelings behind their actions. You know, and you've already again mentioned the Weight Watchers thing, and you brought it up a little bit because Deb used to do a lot of work with Weight Watchers, and now she does some before she got into more with the life coaching. But what are some of the common or reoccurring issues that you've noticed over the years that seem to come up with people that they run into when they're losing weight?
The inability to have it be easy, to, you know, people wait for the right time. And they're, as I remember an old boss saying, they walk through the door consciously incompetent. They've decided to do something, but they have no idea how to do it. And as they learn how to do it, they're hoping that life can kind of be on hold while they go through their journey, rather than accepting the fact that life is still going to be throwing you the parties and the birthdays and holidays, and that they need to be more aware of becoming a lifestyle change. And that's really a difficult one, because we don't get the instant success. Life isn't going to stop and make it easy for us. As a matter of fact, sometimes there's some stumbling blocks along the way. So when people are not looking at this being a long lifestyle journey, long-term, as I think about a trip we were talking about earlier, I think about everything in life being a trip. We're on a journey. We have a map. We have detours. It doesn't always go the way that you want it to go. But you have to stay focused on your journey and maybe make that next hill or that next corner. And that's where it trips up a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of like that common theme, I think, that's coming up here is the fact that we know what we want to do, or we have something that we want to accomplish, or know we, you know, again, need to accomplish. But it's the how to incorporate all of that into the present life you're living, because wouldn't it be great to just sort of stop everything, go do the task you have to, you know, you want to do to accomplish that goal, and then step back into your life and just, you know, take off from where you are at that point. But as we know, it unfortunately doesn't happen that way. It's how do you incorporate making these adjustments, these changes, these shifts within the life that you're presently living. And as you make those changes and shifts, the life you're presently living will then change. And that's, to me, I think, where the disconnect kind of comes in, is that we think that, you know, these changes are just going to happen overnight, but that there has to be, you know, there has to be this space and time for that shift, because you're going to take two steps forward and you're going to maybe then take three steps back. But the question is, are you then going to take that next step forward again and continue to move onward so that you can continue to make these shifts and change? And actually, right now, I just need to take a quick little break here to let our listeners know of some of the upcoming shows we have that will be coming up on the Life Coach Radio Network. And what we have coming up is on this Sunday, January 5th, at 9 p.m., we have Mark My Words with Certified Life and Business Coach Mark Shaw. Then on Tuesday, January 7th at noon, Tuesday, January 7th at noon, is Fun to Fortunes Entrepreneur Startup Success with Coach Jeff. And then on Monday, January 13th at 8 p.m., we have Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. And on our Life Coach chat channel, on Monday, January 6th at 9 p.m., we have Believe with Life Coach Angelique Joseph. And on the International Life Coach Network, we have coming up tomorrow, Saturday, January 4th at noon, Fly Conversation with Annette Johnson, the Fly Coach. So that's what's going to be coming up with us on our three networks here with the Life Coach Radio Network. I'll just remind our listeners right now again, if you want to call in with a question or a comment, the number is 646-716-9397, because we'd love to hear from any of you who maybe have something that has been pressing for you that you've been saying to yourself, if not now, when. So we'd love to hear from you if you would like to call in. Again, it's 646-716-9397. So in getting back to what we were just talking about in regards to making these shifts, making some of these changes, you and I have talked a lot about this, is that when we are doing something such as this, that we want to accomplish something, or there's a goal, or there's, you know, anything out there that we're trying to go after, it's about being tested. That, because you said it a few minutes ago in regards to, you know, we do these things and we just want things to be different, but they're not going to just be different. You have to learn to adapt into a new lifestyle with the shifts and differences you're going to be making here. And like I said, you and I have talked about that we get tested all the time, that if we decide we're going to, you know, start eating better, the next day, next thing, we're invited to, you know, a chocolate buffet, or we've decided we're going to, you know, start going to bed earlier so that we can, you know, get more rest and have more energy. You know, it seems like a few days after you've made that, you get invited to a party that starts at 8 o'clock at night. You know, things like that. So as we are looking to make these differences in our lives and make changes in our lives, we are constantly being tested as to these things coming up for us. And that's, I think, where the awareness then becomes really, really important, so that you are able to sort of look at what it is that you want to do differently, and then how do you manage yourself when these tests come up, because they absolutely will. And share some of your thoughts on that and some of the things we've talked about in the past.
Oh, I have to speak from experience. I spent years, I think, growing up in a household that the faster you ran, the more you accomplished, the more accomplished you were. My parents moved very fast. They did a lot. They moved very fast. And they maybe had a better handle on where they were in their feelings than I learned along the way. I'm not sure. But I learned to just move fast. Crash Bang is a nickname someone's given me because I am moving way too fast sometimes. And in that process, my mind is moving too fast. And I think that's very typical, that I don't think I'm alone with that. I could never do enough. I could never keep up with things that were crumbling around me. I was putting out fires all the time, wanting things to be differently, wishing for more time, wishing for a break somewhere along the way, something to stop the madness. When I really started taking a glimpse of being more conscious and aware of myself, I realized, with a lot of training, that what was going to make me happy was to be more at peace with myself, to be more aware of what I was doing, to be mindful. Things go easier. I get more accomplished. I'm more content. I had the best December ever this year, and I feel like I did nothing. And I really accomplished a lot. So I think it's stopping the chaos and really truly looking at the intentions and what is really, truly important and being honestful. One of the articles I just read recently was Change Your Consciousness, Change Your Life. So that's really kind of sums up where I am.
Well, and I think probably one of the biggest pieces you shared there, not one of the biggest pieces in rating it here, but one of the biggest things that I heard from you right there was the fact that if we're really going to make a change or accomplish something we want to accomplish, things that maybe we've been putting off, is we've got to sort of slow down to really be able to check in with where we are. Because if you don't know where you are and are conscious of what you're doing in the moment, you're never going to be able to, you know, do something in regards to moving forward and making something that you've been wanting to happen.
Because I think that's who you are.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And I'm actually going to check in here. We have another person on the line, so I'm just going to check in and see if they have a question or a comment. So I'm going to be clicking in here on it's an 860 area code. So give me a second here. So hello, would you like to make a question or comment?
Hi, Mandy and Deb. It's Lori. Happy New Year to both of you. Thank you. I have to tell you, everything you guys are saying is so resonating with me. This past year has probably been talk about, you know, if not now, when. Probably the biggest decision I ever had to make in my life I made this past year, and let me tell you, it was probably the hardest. The last 4 years I've been thinking about leaving my job in corporate America, and I kept doing exactly what you referenced, Mandy. You know, I was afraid to let go. It was so my identity. And I finally did it. And I have to tell you, it was so freeing. I think one of you mentioned, you know, by walking away from things that it's so freeing. And I've never looked back once, and in that journey realized that by focusing on me and what's important to me and what puts a smile on my face, everything else falls into place. And it just has been such an awesome feeling, which builds on what you were talking about, Deb. You know, just you know, the past, you know, your best December yet. You know, it's almost like it opens up this space that I never knew I had, and it's just been an awesome, awesome feeling.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And if you can even pinpoint it down to, you know, maybe one or two things, what was it that finally got you to, you know, make that move? You know, I'm sure it was, like you said, it was sort of resonating and bouncing around for you. And what was it that allowed you to finally pull the trigger and make it happen?
Well, I didn't get into the whole story, but it was really the love of my grandmother, for my grandmother. She had been living with us for 5 years, and we've been, you know, when she first moved in, she was pretty self-sufficient, but her health had been ailing. She was ultimately 95 when she passed away several months back, and about 2 months before I finally made the decision, it just got to a point where nothing was predictable anymore. I was able to, you know, help, you know, I could plan things before, and my job wasn't a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job. It was, you know, there was travel and a lot more hours than that, and I just got to a point where, everything was, you know, I mean, the few minutes I had, it was, you know, my sleep, you know, it was taken away from my sleep and all of that, and it just got to a point where, first of all, you know, it was starting to become very apparent that, you know, this very important person in my life, you know, isn't going to be here for forever, and I wanted to spend as much time with her, but, you know, also I knew that I wasn't taking good care of myself in the process, and I have to tell you that the agony of coming to the decision, as much as I loved her and as much as I wanted to leave and be here all the time, I felt like someone was ripping my identity away from me because that's how connected to work I was. And once I did it, I felt like an eagle soaring in the air. It was so free. But to get to that point, it was very, very tough. And I don't think that if it wasn't for the love I felt for her and knowing that it was so important that she felt safe, that was my the big reason why we wanted to have her here with us is that she felt safe, loved, and secured. And while she was still here on Earth with us, it would have taken me a heck of a lot longer to get there.
Well, that's a great share, and thank you for sharing all that with us. And as you said, I think one of the things to pull from what you said was it was a gut-wrenching decision for you because of the identity that it was who you were. Yet, as hard as that decision was, here you are now looking back, and it's the best decision you've ever made. So what maybe tip or quick piece of advice might you give someone who, you know, today is sitting here struggling with one of these, you know, if not now, when am I going to do this, you know, contemplations, who maybe they're in that gut-wrenching moment right now, that you could maybe share with them?
Honestly, it would be if you're actually asking yourself that question, do it. Because your gut is already nudging you to saying that this is something that's important to you. If whatever you're thinking about would bring you happiness and pleasure, and you're even reflecting on whether or not I should, something inside you is telling you that it's something that you, I mean, I've always lived my life, ironically, after I just shared with you how gut-wrenching this decision was, I've always lived my life if I had a job opportunity or something happened, I'd always say to myself when I was trying to decide whether to do it or not, I'd say, if 5 years from now, would I look back and say, gee, I wonder what would have happened if I did that, if I hadn't done it? And that usually helped me gauge whether or not I wanted to do it. And ultimately, all of these things that, you know, you might be asking a question about, it's the same thing. They might feel smaller initially, but how whole I feel as a person right now, I've never felt more complete as a person than I do right now. Because I was true to me.
Well, that is so awesome, and I'll tell you right now, we should end on that note right there, end the show, and say goodbye to everyone. No, I'm just kidding. That was just such a great share there. And Deb, I don't know if you want to, if you have any thoughts or comments on anything Lori just shared with us.
I'd like to ask Lori how that shifted her energy.
It's so funny. It's a great question. And what's so funny is part of this journey has enabled me to realize as I reflected after I lost my grandmother, you know, I got a lot of learnings afterward. And one of them was I thought I did a really good job leading by example, meaning, you know, if I asked her to, you know, eat healthy so that she kept her strength up. And I realized I wasn't doing such a good job at that myself. And what's so funny is it kind of got me to a place of really saying, knowing that I needed to start almost going back to the basics with myself. And as I started to, I've never in my life, I was brought up, both my mother and my grandmother were role models for me in that they took care of everybody but themselves. And so guess what? The apple definitely didn't fall very far from the tree. And what I've been realizing in this process is that when you start to focus on yourself, and even I cringe a little bit even today when I say that because it feels selfish to me when I say it, but when I experience it, surprisingly, it gives me so much more energy to be able to do all the wonderful things that I want to do and share with other people. It's amazing. Your energy just skyrockets when you surround yourself with things that you're either passionate about, that put a smile on your face, and so forth. I mean, it's just amazing.
That was an awesome feedback there and information, and I'm sure going to be very, very helpful to our listeners who are struggling with, I'm sure, you know, some of the same types of things, even if it's something that's maybe not as big of a move as you had to make. So, Lori, I really want to, you know, thank you for calling in and sharing your story with us.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. And I'm always amazed, and I think I say this every show, I'm always amazed at how quickly this time goes by, because we, you know, time is moving pretty quickly on us. And again, you know, I want to thank Lori for calling in and sharing such a personal story. And hopefully that story that she shared will inspire or encourage someone else to, you know, take some action and move forward on that if not now, when question or decision that they've been holding on inside of themselves. Because as she said, it was a very, very difficult decision for her to make, because it was so connected to who she was. And even though the reasons of why she was doing it were phenomenal, and to be able to take care of her grandmother, and she knew that that's what she wanted to do, she still really struggled with that. So I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that can really identify with that. And so hopefully, again, that story will help you in it. And as she said, once she made the decision and got to the other side of it, because I think that's what's the biggest thing, is we have that decision in front of us, and it probably looks like and feels like the Grand Canyon between us and getting to the other side. But once she got to the other side, it she's never looked back, and she's never regretted a moment of it. So, again, I think that's a great, great piece to have added in here today with what we're talking about. So, Deb, again, time is moving very quickly here on us. And I guess the last little question, or the last quick question I'll ask, so we can just sort of do a wrap-up here and last little nugget to our listeners would be, you know, what does it cost someone when they avoid taking these actions, when they avoid going after that something and they let it linger or they push it to the side? You know, what does it cost them when they do that?
It costs them energy. It costs them control. I think as I jotted down as Lori was talking, there's no greater gift you can give yourself than taking care of you. We fear not pleasing the rest of the world, but it puts us into a really catabolic negative energy. We are not taking care of ourselves. We're not being true to ourselves. So it costs us health, it costs us emotions, it brings up a lot of guilt, a lot of stumbling blocks, and the world wants is to be happy and content. So just so simply, my advice is to just stop, breathe, and take care of yourself.
And that was actually going to be my next little follow-up question is, you know, what quick piece of advice could you give someone, or a little tip that you could give someone they could walk away with here today that might even just be one little step they can take towards moving forward to making that thing that they want to have happen, you know, happen for themselves?
I think it goes back to my skiing advice. Make a plan. Look before you leap. And start small. Set one small intention and just think about it every day. Just be gentle with yourself.
And I think what I'll add on to that with that is when you said about, you know, making the plan and take one small step every day, I think one of the things with that too is you can take the same step if it a little bit every day. So it doesn't necessarily always maybe mean you have to take a different new step every day, but maybe it's it's something you want to do with your time management. And try to repeat that new step, that new action, you know, every day for a full week, so that it's one little shift you're trying to make for a small period of time. I know they talk about when you're looking to make a change, you want to sort of look at it's 13 weeks. So if you look at the year ahead and you want to make a change, you can even sort of break it down into four phases and take the first initial phase and just work on that one small piece for a 13-week period. And then once you've incorporated that into your life, you can then start to shift again, because there's, you know, behavioral studies and things like that that talk about the repetitiveness of making something. So when you talk about that, taking that one little step, I think it's about taking that one little step, and you can take that same little step again tomorrow, and then that same little step again the next day, because I think we try to rush through this process, and then that's why at the end of the year and then 2 and 3 years later, we're still looking back and be like, geez, I still haven't done, you know, this, or I still haven't done that, and we make it too big. So that piece you said, I would reiterate that, and that break it down into small, achievable little steps. And the probably the last little tip I'll give or piece with this is realize you're going to stumble. There's going to be challenges. Lori brought up the fact it was the biggest decision she ever had to make, even though it was a decision she wanted to make, and it's going to be very difficult. There's going to be times when you are going to probably go backwards, and you just stop yourself, put your feet on the ground, take that deep breath, and you start over again. You know, you start over again right with where you are, and you have the opportunity to each and every day decide who and how you want to be. So if you've set this intention and you've set this goal and you've said that this is the year that, you know, because if not now, when am I going to finally do this, and you're going to follow through on that, there's going to be challenges, there's going to be roadblocks, there's going to be stumbles, but all you do is, you know, the next day, put those feet on the ground, and you decide who and how do I want to be today, and you just continue to move forward. And so in that, Dev, I'm going to be starting to wrap everything up here. If you want to give maybe, if you have one last little thing you want to say, a little wrap-up piece, anything, share that with us now, and also you can just let everyone know again, you know, your name of your business and how people can reach you after today's show.
As you were talking about the universe testing you along the way, there's going to be stumbling blocks. And to me, that's the universe testing you. And I guess as you were saying that, I'm sitting here smiling, thinking, I'm going to look differently at things in that I'm going to appreciate the test because the universe is hearing my intention. And it is testing me to see how strong I am in really wanting that desire to come to fruition. So smile rather than letting the negativity get you and feel like that maybe you're feeling because it is a test. You use it as a positive and smile and appreciate it. And I am Deb LaCroix at Inner Power Coaching. It's www.innerpowercoaching.org, and my email address is deb@innerpowercoaching.org. And thank you so much for the chance to work with you, Mandy, and to hear Lori's story.
Yes, and I want to thank you, too. And I always think it's kind of funny. You brought up the piece about the universe, and, you know, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, if people had sat down and started talking to me about things about the universe and all that stuff, I would have been like, oh, get that mumbo-jumbo stuff out of here. And then I started to study it and just learn about it and just understanding that, you know, when you really take a step back and look at things and how things sort of develop and form and when they happen and why they happen, and I sort of bring that up because I just think it's kind of funny and cool that, you know, you and I had, like I said, gone through the coaching program together, which was three and a half years ago now, and we reconnected this past year, and my name of my coaching is Inner Winning Coaching, and you know yours is, you know, the Inner Power Coach. You know, it's like it's so cool to me that it's like, well, how did that happen? Like, how, you know, we reconnected after all this time, and yet our coaching business names are so similar. So I think that's one of those things where that's just so cool, you know, when that stuff happens.
It is.
You know, that to me is again one of those universe things, So I just think that stuff is cool, and I think if people just also just open themselves up to, there's so much information out there. There's so many signs that are always out there that are sending us information and messages to allow us to learn and be aware about our lives and what's going on, that if we just slow down, and you already mentioned that, slow down just that little bit and pay a little bit more attention, everything we need to know and all the answers that we're looking for are right there. We just have to you know, open up to them so that we can see them and understand them. And it doesn't always mean it's going to be easy, and it doesn't always mean it's going to, you know, work perfectly. And like I said, you might be going down a path, and next thing you know, there's a roadblock, and you got to take a sharp left. But you're going to be far better equipped to adjust to the shifts and changes that are going to show up and come up in your life. So, you know, understand that as you're moving forward into 2014, and realize, you know, time seems to be moving ever so quickly now, and with all the technology we have out there, everything seems to move even faster. So as you move forward into 2014, you know, take a look at where you are, you know, what you want, what you're looking for. Identify, you know, what it is that you, you know, your who. Deb mentioned that a little bit. Identify your who, and look at your values, and take a, you know, take a sort of an evaluation of yourself, and are all of those different types of things in alignment? And if they're not, then, you know, take a step back, look at what you can do to sort of line yourself up in that regards, and see if there's something on that to-do list or in that want list or that goal list or something you've been avoiding that's just been eating away at you, and make the intention to go after that this year and to make this year be the year that, if not now, then when, so that you can make it happen and make 2014 the best year that you've ever had. And in that now, I'm just going to also let you know of some of the upcoming shows we have again. On our Life Coach Radio Network, we have coming up on Sunday, January 5th at 9 p.m., we have Mark My Words with Certified Life and Business Coach Mark Shaw. On Tuesday, January 7th at noon, we have Fund to Fortunes Entrepreneur Startup Success with Coach Jeff. And on Monday, January 13th at 8 p.m., we have Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen. On the Life Coach Chat Channel, on Monday, January 6th at 9 p.m., we have Believe with Life Coach Angelique Joseph. And on the International Life Coach Network, we have coming up tomorrow, Saturday, January 4th at noon, Fly Conversation with Annette Johnson, the Fly Coach. And again, I really, really want to thank Deb for joining me here today and giving us so much great insight and information. And I want to thank our caller, Lori, for calling up and sharing such a personal story with us and giving us some great insight into what it's like to actually make one of those actions and take one of those steps of realizing, if not now, then when. And again, I'm Coach Mandy of Inner Winning Coaching, and I can be reached. My website for more information on me is coachmandy.com. My email address is mandy@coachmandy.com. I am on Facebook at Inner Winning Coaching, and I also am on Twitter at Life Coach Mandy. And those are all the different ways you can reach me. And I want to thank you all for listening on this cold and blustery day up here in the Northeast, or wherever you are. I hope you're having a great day and that you're warm and are in a space where you're able to appreciate all that you have. So go out there, have a great weekend, and remember to ignite your inner greatness so you can live and play fearless, focused, and free. And also, remember to yourself and say this to yourself, if not now, then when? And I will see you on the 17th of January again at noon, and I look forward to talking with you all again. And like I said, I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you have a warm weekend and a safe weekend. And I will see you on January 17th at noon. Take care, everyone.